Violence against women. I would like to start with also mentioning that in this, particularly where it comes to the investigation of this gender-based violence and sexual violence, we have been focusing a lot on the training of those professionals who are most in responsible for the handling of these cases. So first, I would like to mention that the Judicial Administration, which is the independent administrative body that we have mentioned before, they oversee the training and education of judges. But also in the police studies, there is a mandatory course on violence and power relations. And this course discusses in a broad way violence with reference to power differences, examining the subject from sociological, psychological, and legal perspective. The causes, consequences, and circumstances of violence are examined, as well as its mental, physical, sexual, and financial manifestations. Special attention is paid to sexual violence, including rape, digital sexual violence, and child sexual abuse. Domestic violence and violence in intimate relationships are also discussed, including sexual and domestic violence against boys and men. Research on how unequal power positions can lead to gender-based violence, the Me Too movement, and women's experience of the justice system is examined. The police has also been working on these procedural videos on the internet website that are used for education for police personnel with specific focus on domestic violence. Our Center for Police Training and Professional Development have regularly had courses on issues related to gender-based violence as well. As mentioned before, we have done significant changes to both the legal status of victims in criminal proceedings, but also on the definition of some offences, and I will say a few words about those now. In June 22, the Parliament passed a bill, the aim of which was to strengthen the legal status and involvement of victims in criminal proceedings, to improve their experience and to further recognise the legitimate interests and special position they are in when a crime or alleged crime against them is being investigated and treated. This is a relatively new change since 22, so it's been 2 years of experience, so we haven't been able to assess yet. The outcome of these changes yet, but we will monitor that and see in particular how they will prove. When it comes to the legal definition of sexual violence, we have also made amendments to the Penal Code. First, I would like to mention new provisions on digital sexual violence and stalking that were added to the Penal Code in 2021, as well as an amended statutory definition of rape in 2018. The last mentioned amendment puts the concept of consent at the center of the definition of rape, and thus entails that consent has not been expressed freely, which is a part of the conditions. In the National Action Plan for the Handling of Sexual Violence, published in March 23, one action stipulates that an assessment should be made on the impact of this new definition and what it has had on the judicial practice. We will carry out this assessment before the fall of 2025. In general, when it comes to sexual violence and the prosecution and conviction of offenders, we adopted a new action plan in March 23 for the handling of these cases, with an emphasis on efficient process within the justice system of handling cases of sexual offences, as well as crime prevention, improved procedural experience for all parties, improved quality and efficiency, and follow-up measures. In July this year, we published an interactive dashboard where we can follow the progress of the implementation of this action plan. It is updated every 6 months and is available to the public on the Ministry's website. We did allocate funding to the police and other key authorities when it came to implementing this action plan. It was used to hire more experts across various departments within the police, and also to work on new work processes that were prepared where needed. The goal was to shorten the processing time of the cases, in particular when it came to electronic data, which had proven to be a challenge for us. Yes, and we have, according to the latest updates, we find that these actions have actually proven very successful. So open sexual offense cases that have been researched and prosecuted, the open cases within the police actually decreased. So we are working on the backlog of cases. And also we believe that the processing time of the cases is shorter now than it was before. But we are, of course, monitoring this very closely. I think that's that for issue 10. So I think we need to go back to issue 7. And I would ask my colleague Halla to say a few words about hate speech in particular.
Yes. In recent years, Iceland has emphasized protecting vulnerable groups from hate crimes and hate speech, with a particular focus on raising awareness and strengthening legal measures.